This podcast replay is brought to you by A. Lenny Locksmith Services. From lockouts to lock changes for home or business, car key replacements, and programming for all model cars. 24 hours a day, go to the website at alennylocksmith.com.
Big O, think how well we are set up if Tua McDaniel hit along with Greer. Yeah, I'm telling you, you finally replaced Shula and Marino. Finally. You know, you haven't replaced Robbie because this owner can spend, but he is also a detriment because he gets in your way. Your owners can't cost you a first or a third rounder. That's unacceptable. Hey, you know, I'll give you something also that I tweeted it out last night. Can you find the tweet that I have posted on my Twitter page from last night with, I showed the picture of Deshaun Watson and they put all the thing, the timeline and all that crap. So I tweeted this out and he'll bring it up in a second here and we'll talk about it meanwhile. So yesterday in the middle of that game, which is happens, I'm sure, with every Browns broadcast, right? The Deshaun Watson storyline has to come out. And all the things he has to do and what he has to, the treatment he has to go through and this and that. And I tweeted out when I saw that, I took a picture of it and I said, thank the Lord that the Dolphin Nation doesn't have to go through this embarrassment, through this disgrace or whatever. I'm paraphrasing whatever it said there. And I'm so happy because look at where we're at right now. 2-0, going into a Bills game. We got a shot at actually winning that game. If our team doesn't win that game, then we can at least, if they come up with a hell of a performance and they're 2-1, we're going to feel like, hey, man, the Dolphins have actually cut the gap between them and the Bills. They played a hell of a game. Yeah, they're 2-1. The Bills won, but we knew that they were the better team anyway. We knew that they're the Super Bowl caliber type team. Miami needs to get there, but man, they've made strides in really short time with Mike McDaniel. My God, you win that game. Wow. You know, so look at where we're at as a Dolphin Nation right now. Things are beautiful, dude. We got a coach that we really like. We love his offensive mind. Right? We love that it looks like, you know, people can grow with him, you know, all of those things. And then if we had to deal with the Watson mess, and by the way, if you win the Watson mess, guess what you also end up keeping? Brian Flores. Because then he gets his way, right? I mean, think about this, man. Think about the fork in the road we were at. You could go with Greer, McKenzie, and Allen and go with their plan with Tua and everything that they're doing now and all that. Or you could have stayed with Flo and you would have ended up with Watson and you would have ended up with this mess that you weren't going to go to the playoffs by the time he gets back or whatever. And then you have to like root for a team that is led by an alleged rapist. That was going to put me in a really awkward position with the Dolphins, like an incredibly awkward position with the Dolphins. And then think about this. We had two idiot owners that wanted to go get Tom Brady, who, by the way, I don't know what's going on in his world, but he's in a battle with Giselle. So he would have come to the Dolphins in a battle with Giselle. Whatever, I don't know, you know, he practiced this Wednesday, but I don't know if he's going to practice any other Wednesdays or whatever. It's just a mess. You would have only had him for 1 year. You don't even know if you're really going to win it. And then he leaves and you give up all those assets to acquire him for what, dude? Think about the mess that you're the Brady one, at least you have a chance to win or something, but there's a nightmare in a... And can you imagine he comes over here and then he takes 11 days off in the middle of of training camp with a new team because he promised Giselle that he would, you know, go. And you know these idiot owners, they would have said yes. Just think about where we would have been instead of where we are right now. So when I saw that picture of Deshaun Watson, that one right there you're seeing on the screen, I just, it was like a punch in the gut. And I said, my God, this is what our team used to do. They used to do stupid ass things like this, and they almost did stupid ass things like this. I'm really, really grateful that we don't have to cover, root, deal with this mess. Because that's what it is. It's a mess. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace for the league, and it's a disgrace for the fact that you would have to even have him on your roster. I would have real problem with the Dolphins if they would have signed Deshaun Watson. As a father and a husband, dude, I'm sorry, man. I would have had a real problem with the Dolphins. A lot of you would not be happy with my show. I mean, in 30 years, I've done it before where, you guys weren't happy or whatever. So I remember when we signed Ndamukong Suh, and I said right away, stupid contract, bad deal. And I was the villain, of course. But that's, sometimes you have to lie on the sword, brother, just to tell people and open up their eyes, Last year, I'm telling you, in the middle of a win streak, Flores is going to get fired. And it's like, huh, why, But sometimes, sometimes you got to be the bad guy to be the good guy. And luckily, nobody in town has been ever willing to do what I do, to be the bad guy to end up being the right guy when it's all said and done. So, but that's all right. I'm always willing to lie on the sword. It's not a big deal.